Podcast. I'm Stephanie. Thank you so much for joining me. You can find the Mocha Minutes podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, TuneIn, CastBox, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Find us on any of those platforms or where else you catch a podcast. Also, still soliciting for ratings and reviews. If you would be so inclined, please leave us some 5 stars. Leave us some reviews. Would greatly appreciate it. Also, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Mocha Minutes on all 3 of those platforms. If you want to shoot me an email, give me some feedback. Other than on those 3 places, you can email me at mochaminutes@gmail.com. Hello and welcome back to the Mocha Minutes podcast. I am Stephanie. Thank you so much for joining me this week. It is another week and it's another guest. It is actually today, ironically, is Veterans Day. And I'm recording with a veteran. I'm like,
Sorry.
I was like, huh. It is veterans. It is veterans or veteran. I don't see.
Either or.
Yeah, I'm like, is it like potato, tomato, tomato?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't stop me from getting free food, but yeah.
Because you deserve.
Actually, the weather stopped me from getting free food and watching Charlie's Angels, but you know, maybe that's a blessing
the
in disguise.
New one. Yep. Nope. Let me keep my comments to myself.
I want to hear that now. Do tell.
Well, I'll introduce you first and then I'll give you my comments. Okay. I have Dee Dee Sweets with me. Hello, how are you?
Hello, dear. Hi.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for not braving the weather outside. They are in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even halfway through the month yet. And we got snow.
Yep.
I'm like, what?
You know, because climate change ain't a thing. But nope. Folks will blame everything under the sun. Or lack thereof at the moment.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, Lord, snow. I'm like, ugh. Mind you, I work part-time retail, and they're already playing Christmas music, and I'm like, ugh. Can I enjoy my turkey first?
Not even that. Motherfuckers couldn't even enjoy their Halloween candy.
They're like, oh, look, Christmas stuff. I'm like, can I see the little kids, like little girls dressed like princesses and firefighters and angels and bears and all this stuff? Can I see little cute kids in their costumes before you bring out Santa?
No, I'd rather they skip all of that because, one, my baby fever needs to stay. That alarm needs to stay off. And, two, I just don't care.
That's when my baby fever kicks in. It's not even like Christmas. It is Halloween, seeing little kids at Halloween. I'm like, oh my god. And oh, also the first day of school.
Oh lord, I'd rather
I'm one of those people. I'm just like, oh my god, look at these little kids in their oh my god, look at them in their uniforms. Oh my god, they're so cute.
There should be like a form of public transportation for introverts, because
you're like,
I would wait an extra 15 minutes just to catch a bus or a train that didn't have students coming to or going to or from class and whatnot, or just or people with kids, or just other people in general. Yeah. it's like Chicago's is a dope city, but it is emotionally draining, and I can't wait to leave.
Oh boy! So when? Because I know you moved this summer, right?
Yeah.
And when will you be leaving? Is it a year?
No. If everything goes well and I pass all of my classes, I will be leaving Chicago with my degree summer of 2021, hopefully.
Oh, and what are you getting your degree in? That's exciting.
Filmmaking.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah,
too much? Am I doing too much?
No, absolutely. No, that's why I'm here.
Oh, my gosh. What brought you to Chicago for filmmaking?
Out of all the film schools I looked at, this one was the cheapest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, plus I didn't really have film school in Chicago.
What? Wow. Man, yeah, they got them everywhere, but there was no way in hell I was trying to stay anywhere in the West Coast. Yes, I'm from there. I don't want to be there.
Mm.
I love San Diego to death, but fuck it at the same time. I'm sorry, can I cuss on this show? I keep forgetting.
Fuck yeah, you can.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm just saying.
Fudge!
I know, sounded like the good place.
That sounds good.
You sound like the good place. What the shirt?
Oh,
fork this.
Lord. I have a friend of mine who talks. Yeah, one of these days, I guess I'm just going to wait for the last season and wait for all of it to go on
this
Netflix.
This is the last season that's going on. Yeah.
Because all my friends talk about it, but one person in particular, and it's usually when his shirt is off.
Oh.
I don't know dude's name, but he is handsome.
Oh. Wait, is the guy talking about the show?
A friend of mine loves the show, and she loves this guy in particular.
Oh, on the show?
Yeah.
Mm. Is it the guy who plays Chidi? Because I feel like
he's a
thing. And I'm like, it's weird because I don't see it. And I'm like,
I see it. Okay. I see it.
It's definitely me then. But yeah, I'm over in my little bubble with Louis Tan and Zachary Levi. So,
well, I mean, that makes sense.
But see, my I guess it's a geeky crush. I don't know if this counts, but I love, I really had a big geeky crush on Donald Glover, and I have one on Adam Driver. And there are people like, I don't see it. I'm like, I do.
I definitely see it. Adam Driver is probably the calmest Marine I have ever known.
Really?
Next to my grandpa.
They were
the level-headed Marines. Because I've seen some other Marines, and y'all motherfuckers are crazy.
Oh!
Yeah, shout out to my fellow Marines and whatnot in the military. Yes, I know it's Veterans Day, and shout out to the Army. Hopefully we fucking whoop your asses this year at the game.
Go Navy!
Exactly. Army. Exactly.
I'm just saying.
And the Air Force, whatever.
Ooh. Aww. And see, I should say, my best friend, she's a vet too. She was in the Navy, actually, so I should be.
Yeah, because we the best.
I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I've always been like a go Navy, be Army. So that's me. See, that's me. So, maybe. I don't know. But so today is. Uh-oh.
Nah, I got a good friend of mine who's in the Army, or who was in the Army, so we're always talking shit around this time.
Oh boy. Wait, when is the game? I should know, but I don't.
Next month, I think.
Oh! I hope it's around Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Ew. I mean, yeah, sure. Look, everyone knows, well, to those of you who are listening, I'm not the biggest fan of the holidays.
They are not.
Yeah. Seasonal depression sucks, and two of the matriarchs of the family, should I say? Yeah, they're no longer with us, so you know, they kind of took my holiday spirit with them, or at least that's what I've been telling myself for the past decade or so. Either way, I just don't give a fuck about the holidays. I'm patiently awaiting New Year's.
Yeah,
it's like I'm happy from January 1st to October 29th.
Because it's just a
snowball rolling downhill after the 29th. Everything just moves all together. Oh my gosh. But
that's all right. Yeah, I'll just fine. Do what I do every year, just find nice people to get under.
Hey. Oh, see, Carolyn is gonna get me because I was on recording with her last night and I was being nasty and she said, "Stop that. We're trying to be holy and here you go talking about dick." I'm like, "Look,
Yeah, why? I mean,
I'm just saying.
Don't block your blessings, folks.
I'm just saying. Yeah, we were talking about how slutty dudes really are. I'm like, y'all really call women sluts? And I'm like, do you know how easy it is to get dick? You can just smile at a dude. Just say, hey, what are you doing? Just smile at him. Say, hey, handsome. They get naked and slutty, and then you got dick. I mean, I feel like that's just really how that goes.
To anyone in the city of Chicago listening to that, if that is you, I need y'all to holler at me on Twitter. Because my bestie says I'm a sex addict, so I need to, you know, earn that title.
I'm just saying. You need to earn your merit badge.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm all like, for it.
Well, I keep joking around. It's like, look, I know I like it, but it's not like David Duchovny bad.
And I don't even know if he's a real one. I feel like... But I don't know. He probably is. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, like how much truth was there to Californication?
I'm just saying. I'm like, eh. I'm just saying. I just want to know. I'm like, eh. How much? I don't know. Okay. Well, yeah, I want to know. See, I need really hot dudes who just like to eat ass.
Wow.
Tons of them. Wow. I need a Pastor Wilson mouth. MOUF.
Pastor Wilson. Why does that name sound familiar?
That's the pastor that was like, you know, giving the word.
Nah. Like, I mean, I see almost everything on Black Twitter. I guess I tend to avoid all the religious stuff.
So. Oh no, this isn't religious. He was like going to town on some woman. And she was videotaping, and it made the rounds. They're like, he's a pastor. I'm like, oh, y'all think that Christian men aren't freaks?
No.
Oh, you poor sweet thing.
That's like saying Kurt Franklin ain't violent.
Wait, what? Wait, what?
I saw a tweet one day where Kurt Franklin was, I don't know what was going on, but somebody was threatening him, and he said something along the lines of, I'll help you meet him real soon or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Kurt Franklin is not... Yeah, he don't pull no punches. I don't blame him. Because he be like,
Yeah, it gives a new meaning to the song Stomp.
I'm just saying. I mean, that is his song. I'm just saying. He knows. Yeah.
But no, people need to stop sleeping on that. Eating ass is lovely.
Carolyn going, kill me. Carolyn, it wasn't me this time.
It was all my fault, okay?
Carolyn, wasn't me this time.
The proud ass eater. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. This is great. All right.
I gotta get all my excitement out before Disney Plus goes live.
Oh, Lord, that's tomorrow. Oh.
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
I could be watching Sword of the Stone right tomorrow. Sword of the Stone, Robin Hood. See, I like the old Disney movies, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Anyone who's going to have class with me, yes, that is me watching The Mandalorian in between class. Don't bother me. Because I've been waiting for this shit.
Ooh, I was like, wow. And it seemed like it was so long ago, and now it's like, it's tomorrow. I'm like, wow, really?
Mm-hmm. Apple TV Plus came and went.
Yeah, I was like, do you need the app? Do you need an Apple TV? I'm like, how does this work? I'm like, because I feel like I have the app, and I'm like, I don't know how this works.
Well, should I explain that real quick? Or
go right ahead, because I'm a little lost, because, of course, I miss no ways to look at Jason Momoa.
Okay. A couple things. One... They made that shit available outside of Apple products because I got it on my Roku TV right now. And,
really?
Wait, do they have an app? I can't remember if they made a Android app because that's very rare of them to share Apple TV. Hold on, did they make it? Nope. Nope, they didn't. Sure, you can get Apple Music on Android, but they're not doing Apple TV. But yeah, that's available on Roku and Apple products, of course, and you can stream it on Windows and other shit. I believe they're doing a 7-day trial, but if you were to buy, well, actually, I think the deal's over. Like, if you bought a new Apple product and registered it by November 1st, you'd get a year for free.
Oh, okay.
So I got my year for free because, you know, school money got me my new iPad.
Hey.
I use it for work, folks. For work.
Oh, so I wonder how that works. I don't know. But I just want to watch Jason Momoa because he's so pretty.
Yeah, but, 7-day trial. After that, it's like $4.99 a month or some shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, huh. I'm like, hey, I got it for free, huh?
Hey. I like free.
Free's good.
So, yeah, because I was like, how does this work? I'm like, I feel so stupid. I'm like, how the fuck does this work?
I mean, they weren't really clear to begin with. I mean,
that's the part.
You really had to look that shit up. Like, you had to look. It's like looking through their terms of service.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't. Y'all got all these commercials saying Jennifer Aniston's in the show and Jason Momoa's in the show. And I'm like, so how do I get said show? Y'all really didn't. Look, everybody don't have an Apple. Uh-huh. And even if they did, it's like, yeah, you still gonna have to explain some shit to me.
Yeah. But I mean, at least Disney is, this is gonna be interesting because Apple is not really. They're not really putting their shit out there. Like, sure, it's on Roku. I don't know if it's on Amazon or whatever. Mm-hmm. Fucking Disney Plus is going to be everywhere, even on Amazon.
Right. I can't wait because I think I'm just going to, like, extend my Hulu because I think it's with Hulu. So all I got to do is up that. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna get that $13 bundle?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, because, right, Hulu is, like, $6.99. So I'm like,
I thought it was cheaper than that since Disney bought them. I thought it was like $4.99 for the ad stuff.
So I think it may have went down. I don't know because I know mine like went down because it was like $9.99 or $10.99 at first, and then it went back down. And then when they announced Disney Plus, and then they announced the bundle, it was supposed to go up if you want to have it bundled. And I was like, oh, well then that's basically back up to what it was before. I think.
Is it ad free with the Disney bundle or is it with ads?
So I think you could do either one. You could do the one with ads or without. So I think it's a little bit more if you do it ad free.
I mean, with the Disney bundle?
With the Disney, you know what? I'm opening my Hulu right now to see what the hell it says.
Yeah, because I mean, it would kind of suck if you got two other channels that are kind of ad free, and you know, then you try to watch something on Hulu and it's ad city.
Right. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do this because it's doing something weird in the app. Anyway, let's get on started because I'm gonna I'm going to figure this out because I'm just like, yeah, let me just add this on to what I already have.
Yeah. They're not making shit easier for me either when they announced that pretty much all of the shows I like on FX is going to be streaming on Hulu now. Like, oh, wow.
And it didn't used to be like that either, because trying to stream an FX show was like, I literally had to get a DVR just to look at American Horror Story, because I couldn't look at it anywhere else except FX.
Even that, like, when Atlanta was going live, right. I think I either borrowed a friend's account, or was watching that shit at my brother's. Yeah, like, because he has the, you know, the ad-free with the live TV. And that was the only time I could watch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the only time I could watch that shit. Or, you know, through other channels. Huh. Damn it. Yeah. Yeah, but now it's all coming to Hulu. Like, hey. I don't already own season 1 and 2 digitally. But, yeah.
That is... That's wow. I can't wait for it to come back.
Yeah, they need to hurry the fuck up.
They really do.
I'm getting impatient. I need my season 3. And then you can go off and do your little solo projects and keep making money like you're already doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, threatening us with your last album.
Oh, boy. Really?
I've been, like, after that last one, I'm like, dude, you could have retired there.
Pretty much. But, you know, I'm not a big Childish Gambino fan, so I may not be the best person to ask.
Yeah, I was for a split second, but, you know, his lyrics, they didn't age well.
Really? Really?
Yeah, nice. Like fetishism. Fetishism? Is that a word? Fetishism? I can't use my words. But yeah, he was fetishizing the fuck out of Asian women for like 2 albums.
True.
Like, oh, man, nigga, stop. Anyway.
Okay. All right. Woo, let's get on started. So let's start low key. You know what? One of these days I'm going to have like nice little music says low key. So let's start with a story about a Karen. I'm just giving her the name Karen. That's probably not her real name. But a pregnant waitress was berated by a family of Karens for serving drinks while with child. But the family got their just desserts. So here is the thing about people going out. For some odd reason, there are a lot of women, some that are in the Karen category, who love to give their opinion when nobody fucking asks them for it. I don't care what you think. I don't care. Why are you thinking that your opinion matters or that you are the moral compass? So, working people can face great hurdles while doing things that make many of our lives enjoyable. Sometimes at work, customers behave unreasonably and abusively, especially to people in vulnerable situations. Our story opens in a small tavern with a 7-month pregnant waitress. We're going to call her Maria for the rest of the story. She's a working mom who was doing her best to make it through the day before meeting a terrible family. It was a normal day until a woman, who we'll be calling Karen, came in with what many would assume was her husband, son, and daughter. Karen then asked for a table to seat 4 for lunch. The tavern wasn't really a restaurant, but hey, there's always that small sandwich and wings menu that gets put out every once in a while when somebody invariably gets hungover. As Karen was getting seated, she gave Maria a strange look and asked if Maria was an employee of the tavern. When Maria told her that she was, Karen's jaw dropped. But you're pregnant. You can't work here if you're pregnant. Maria wanting to play it cool. Maria, wanting to make sure she got a tip, laughed a little and replied with a lighthearted, "I work here, but I don't drink here," while trying to keep the mood relatively upbeat for a small tavern. Karen, looking shell-shocked by the entire situation at hand, then asked Maria, "Have you taken any prenatal courses? Do you really think that's responsible to have your unborn baby in here?" This is where Maria made one of the few errors during her time as a waitress. She got defensive about anyone implying that she was a bad mother. So she said, a little firmly, "Well, you brought your kids in here." Expecting a rational response, Karen simply replied, "Yes, and what kind of example do you think you're setting for them?" Maria was somewhat flabbergasted at the entire thing, and while she was still collecting her thoughts, the family grunted boorishly and waved her away. Maria was a little annoyed at the situation and figured that she could kiss her tip goodbye, but naively hoped that the little miniature argument would be the end of a discussion. Maria saw the family trying to wave down the bartender after a few minutes and figured that they're ready, so Maria went over. Karen asked to speak to a manager. The family hadn't even gotten their drinks yet. Maria asked, somewhat confused, if there's anything she could help them with, and her husband, Mr. Karen, said really sternly, "No, just a manager, didn't you hear my wife?" Maria quickly went to find somebody to sort this mess out. The place was too small for a manager. It's just servers and bartenders and 2 owners. The one who was working was in the back on a phone call and the very against the idea of Maria bothering her. Maria realized maybe the family was still uncomfortable with a pregnant waitress. She suggested that the other server could take care of the table. Karen got up to physically look for the manager. Maria, admitting defeat, went to find the other server to get it all over with. After Karen went and complained, the owner went over and with a big smile asked if there was anything she could help them with. Karen then said very matter-of-fact, "Your server is pregnant." The owner, somewhat confused, said that she was aware and asked if they'd prefer a different server. Karen became visibly enraged at the suggestion and told him, "No, no, no, she can't be a drink girl if she's pregnant. That's child abuse." The owner, visibly confused, said, "I assure you, none of our employees drink on the clock, especially not our pregnant ones. If you prefer, I can have Ella serve you your bev." To which Karen loudly interjected, "I don't want my kids seeing this." The owner, like most rational people, was confused and stammered out, "Maybe I'm missing something. Seeing what exactly?" Karen's husband slowly and condescendingly belted out, "A pregnant woman around all these spirits." Maria, visibly upset, replied, "I don't know what you're insinuating, but I would never drink during pregnancy." Karen, being the personification of the Dunning-Kruger effect, began her mini lecture. "Look, honey, didn't you take a health class in junior high? With a drink right under you half the time, the vapor is absorbed into your blood through the air, and then that blood goes to the fetus and poisons it." Maria and the owner looked at each other. Exactly. And without saying anything, both knew this woman was off her rocker. Trying the diplomatic approach, the owner then let Karen know that the other server, Ella, would be able to serve her, but there wasn't really anything else that they could do. Karen's husband, being entirely unreasonable, demanded that Maria be fired on the spot, to which the owner dug in her heels, telling the family there was nothing she could do. The situation began escalating, and the family was becoming more visibly enraged at the prospect of a pregnant woman being their waitress. The husband, a bastion of terrible hot takes, shouted, "I'll call the police. You're an accomplice to child abuse." The owner, entirely done with this situation, icily replied, "There's no child abuse to speak of, sir. Please leave." For some reason, this absolutely set Karen off, shouting, "You may not think a fetus is a child, but I was taught to believe life begins at conception, and I will stand up for all living things, big and small, because
my
Lord and Savior wants me to do." Karen, tears visibly streaming at this, somehow thought this bar would be sympathetic to her and probably expected people to stand up and applaud her. Nobody did, and the otherwise small but spirited bar went completely silent. The owner at this point, completely fed up with Karen harassing her staff, laid out an ultimatum. "You're disturbing my customers, and if you don't leave, you're trespassing, and I'll have to escalate this, which I really don't want to do." Karen, somehow under the delusion that she was in the right, kept up with her obnoxious precinct. Preaching Jesus is love, and Jesus said this is not okay. Just because you think it is okay to abuse a child if it's small enough. This tavern was Irish pub, and the owners were very devout Catholics. The owner was already done, and this just pushed her even further. She firmly responded, "Hey, I don't need anyone to tell me what Jesus said. If there were abuse here, I'd have acted to stop it, but there isn't any. I need you to please leave." Somehow, Karen's husband thought that the appropriate response was to call the police. The staff just stopped trying to service Karen's table. As they all waited for the cops to arrive, Karen kept trying to give her sermon. But there was a sports game on that the customers had actually come to watch, and eventually everyone yelled at her until she piped down. Two cops showed up at the bar in response to the disturbance. When the cops finally came in, they asked if there was a Mr. Karen in the bar, and he enthusiastically rose from his chair. An officer asked Mr. Karen, "You said you were witnessing child abuse. Are the parties still involved in the bar?" They pointed Maria out, who pretended not to notice because we was worried the owners would take her outside and we wouldn't be able to watch any more fireworks. The second officer asked what was going on, to which Karen, lying through her stained teeth, joyfully exclaimed, "That woman was drinking. She's pregnant, and you can plainly see she's very pregnant." But before Maria could go over and tell the police that Karen was lying about any drinking, the officers looked at each other and looked back at the Karen family, also extremely confused, and the second one chimed in saying, "Well, that's not illegal." Karen's eyes almost popping out of her head shouted, "What? Look here now." The first officer elaborated, "It's definitely not recommended, but it isn't illegal. Now, do you know the woman? Is she a friend of yours, family?" Family was in hysterics with demanding that the license to keep the cavern open be revoked and that Maria is arrested. The second officer, becoming somewhat annoyed at the entire situation, replied calmly, "So listen, she isn't doing anything illegal. What I can do is I will talk to her, but we cannot take any action beyond that. Is there anything else you observe that you'd like to report?" So the second officer went over to Maria and took her to a quiet spot where the first officer was getting their personal information and taking the rest of the statement. Karen was crying again, bemoaning being the last bastion of good Christian morality in a small tavern while realizing how that sounded. The second officer introduced himself and congratulated Marie on the pregnancy and said she probably overheard why they were called starts to offer me some public resources for new mothers, parenting classes, and whatnot. Maria didn't want to interrupt him, so was waiting for the right moment to interject about how Karen was lying. That's when patrons came over thinking Maria was in trouble and started defending her. The tavern had plenty of regulars who knew Maria well, and they would not let this absolute nonsense stand. They even complained to the officers that the owner had asked the Karen party to leave, and they continued to cause a scene. So the officers went to talk to the owner, who said she was just about to call them, but hesitated because sirens outside of a tavern are bad for business, and she was hoping the Karens would eventually leave on their own. The officers told the Karen party they needed to leave. Mr. Karen, in his usual charming fashion, declared, "This is a public place. I have every right to be here if I want." To which the cops replied, "No, sir, this is a private business, and the business owners have asked you to leave." It sounds like more than once, but at least once since we've been here. In response to this, Karen exploded, "This is disgrace. This is an affront to the scripture and child safety." Realizing that an enraged family near silverware in a crowded tavern could lead to some bad things, the second cop responded, "I understand you're upset. Let's take it outside," placing a hand on a visibly shaking Mr. Karen and started walking him towards the exit. As Mr. Karen was walking out backwards, bumping into everything along the way, he shouted, "I'll be contacting the authorities about your license to serve the public. I happen to be close personal friends with the mayor, and you two, I want badge numbers. Don't think we're done here because we haven't even started." So the officers took them out and walked the Karens to their car, which was illegally parked in a handicapped spot. To add to the Schadenfreude, the Karens got a ticket for parking illegally. They made a complaint to the local Better Business Bureau, claiming, among other things, that the tavern served minors. There was an investigation, but obviously everything came up fine. It raises some questions. Why did the Karen family feel so confident about something that they were wrong about? What drove them to thinking they were entitled to fire a pregnant woman to protect her child? Feel free to discuss in the comments. Short answer, because they're white. You did all of this because you saw a pregnant woman doing her job. Because, I'm sorry, we live in a country where there are women who work up until, I don't know, their 40th week of pregnancy. There are women who worked up until their water broke.
People are so fucking weird.
It's like, why are you harassing this woman? Like, you can't serve alcohol, you're pregnant. So even her drinking the alcohol isn't illegal. What are you talking about?
Girl.
This is when you know you don't have no business. You really need to get a life or some business.
Mm-hmm.
Please get some business. Next story, Fresh Off the Boat has been canceled. So the current season is its last season. It is currently the longest running show featuring an Asian American cast. I actually like the show. I think it's very funny.
But I haven't seen a single episode.
I love it. They also moved it to Fridays, which now we know moving a show to Friday is literally like, so this show is ending soon, right? Because they used to come on after Blackish, and that was like either, I think, Wednesday, and then they moved it, because it was like Modern Family, Fresh Off the Boat, Modern Family, Blackish, and Fresh Off the Boat. It was something else in between Modern Family and Blackish. But yeah, they all came on the same night, and then they moved Fresh Off the Boat. I actually like it. So I'm actually kind of sad, but moving something to Friday, you know it's like, it's going to leave.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It's right up there with changing the theme song mid life cycle.
Yeah. It's like, I actually just like good shows, but shows like this, it doesn't work out.
Yeah, besides, two of the stars are too busy getting money, so.
Right.
Yeah, they're doing all these damn movies, so it has to end sooner or later. I know Constance is happy.
I know, because I think the last one is, I think she, because the show got renewed, because it just got renewed for a new season, and I think she was upset because she had to give up a project she really wanted to do because she had to do the show. That's where the tweet came from. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, I guess you're not going to have to give up nothing else.
I'm free! Cut the check.
Please cut her a check, because I love her. So, there is now a sorority exclusively for Native women. Hey. And I am so here for this. Alpha Phi Omega is the first sorority for Native women.
Hey.
It is the first national sorority for Native women. And the ASU chapter, which is at Southern... Let's see. Hold on.
Southern something.
Yeah. So this is a profile of Tyler Nicole Miller, who is a junior double majoring in art history and American Indian studies from Tucson. She's the chapter president of Alpha Phi Omega at ASU. So this is Arizona State University. And she is a member of the Tohono O'odham Nation in Southern Arizona. So the Alpha Phi Omega is the first national sorority for Native women, and the ASU chapter has been recognized by their national council because of their academic excellence. They earned the highest GPA of all Alpha Phi Omega chapters nationally last spring, and also had the highest GPA of any ASU sorority or fraternity last year. So I am all for this. So there's four women pictured in this story. It is Zoe DeLeo, Tyler Nicole Miller, Tyra Gloche, and Yesenia Conde. So I'm all for it. I love it. I love it. Representation matters. So hopefully there are more Native women that are going to see this and go, "Ooh, there's something for me." So I love it. Are you getting Robin Crawford's new book?
Who?
Robin Crawford, longtime confidant of Miss Whitney Houston. That was Whitney Houston's best friend. She is sharing their love story for the first time in her new memoir.
Nah. Yeah. There's way too many books I haven't even finished. I mean, when did Jay-Z's Decoded come out? I'm not even halfway done with that.
Ooh, I haven't even started that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, that's a no. That's a no. And plus, some things I just don't want to know. I mean, nothing wrong with their little relationship. I mean, there's things I keep to myself.
I think the other part is like, but baby, a lot of people were like, we already knew this.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
They were in a relationship, and then they stopped before Whitney became big, because Whitney didn't think that anybody would accept her if she was open about her sexuality. It's the 80s, so it's not like she's wrong.
Yeah, that is true.
So it wasn't like she was like making this up, but yeah. I'm glad she is getting money to tell her side of the story, because there are a few people who are like, you know, Whitney's dead. I'm like, but Robin isn't. She's very much still alive. And this is partly her story, too. So, you know, even Bobby Brown is saying if Robin and Whitney had stayed together, Whitney would probably be alive. I'm like, wow, that's a lot coming from you. I mean, I know you're not the reason why she's on drugs. You can blame her brother for that. But, I'm not slamming anybody. He literally said it out of his own mouth. It's like, I was on drugs, and I got nippy on drugs, too. I'm like, so this changes the narrative of she's on drugs because of Bobby.
Mm.
No, it's really her brother, but, you know, Bobby was an easy target because it was Bobby Brown.
Why is the Bean Bobby Brown theme song in my head?
Because Bobby! I'm sorry. That will never not be funny.
Yeah, never. They'll be all right.
Whitney Houston was from New Jersey. I don't know why y'all thought it was going to be different. But she is from fucking New Jersey. I'm just saying. That's just me. All right, let's move into Mid-Key. Karamo Brown.
Oh, fuck off.
Is backtracking on his friendship with Sean Spicer. He is now saying there is no friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Now see, I remember when this first started that he said that he and Sean Spicer had a friendship. I'm going to leave this competition with a friend. But now their homeboy has been eliminated from Dancing with the Stars and Sean Spicer is very much still there. He is now saying something different. He can't dance, and that literally, and that's literally what it is.
Nobody on that fucking show can dance.
No, I didn't even watch it. I was like, no, we're not going to do this with Sean Spicer. I'm not doing this with him. So when Karamo, he said he left Twitter because his children were getting death threats. That was the reason why he left. I can understand that. These are kids. Well, but he also was doubling down and blocking people saying, Karamo, this ain't it. So
just admit it, man. It was half death threats, half, I'm tired of getting roasted. I'm going to take my account somewhere else.
Pretty much. It's like, that's all you had to say. But to say, like, oh, we were friends, and now you're saying something different.
No, I got eliminated. Fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why y'all were there to begin with. I mean, is the Netflix check not long enough?
You, man, they went to Japan for the new season, so I don't know where he's getting this.
I don't know either. I don't watch.
It's like, yeah. So here's the thing about Karamo. He's saying, Andy Cohen said, because you were friends with Sean Spicer. He said, because I was nice to Sean Spicer, but there was no friendship. I was just saying that if we're going to be on the same show, I'm going to have a respectful conversation with someone who's different from me. People were like, how dare you? Oh my gosh. And I was like, if you've never seen me on television, I'm always going to be the person to build a bridge.
Yeah.
However, speaking to the press after his elimination, Brown, in fact, did call Spicer a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you making it seem like somebody's... Oh, because I watch Watch What Happens Live all the time. So when I was watching an episode, and then he said they didn't have a friendship, I went, that ain't what you said before.
Yeah.
He said, and I quote, Sean is literally someone who I would have never thought I could be friends with, and I'm going to walk away from here calling him a friend. I'm going to continue the conversation that we had outside of this. So why are you making it seem like people don't, I don't know, listen to you talk?
What did he say about building bridges? He can go ahead and set himself on fire.
The thing about it is, if you're on the same show, I'm like, you didn't choose to be on a show with Sean Spicer, and I get that. If you're like, I'm going to be cordial, and I'm going to say hi and hello, but I don't wish him dead, fine. But don't say we're friends, and then when people like roast your ass, you're like, but I ain't say that. I'm like, you did say that.
Baby. You don't pay me to be friendly. Fuck that.
It was just like, I'm like, I don't wish him ill, but you ain't going to see me hanging out. He ain't going to be on my IG story. I mean that because I don't make these decisions on who gets to be on the show I'm on.
Exactly.
I get it. But don't piss on me and tell me it's rain. Baby, you said that shit. What? You need to own it. Don't backtrack because you on Andy's show or say something that we ain't friends. Excuse me, don't be like Portia. Who said that? You did. You said that. That wasn't anybody who made this up, baby. They took exactly what you said. So, yeah. Yeah, so I get Karamo wanting to be the bigger person. They go low, we go high. I get it. That's fine. Whatever. But, baby, don't lie. Don't lie. That's all I'm asking you to do. Don't lie. Trina was in a Walmart in Florida. She bumps into a lady in Florida. Said lady calls her a nigger bitch.
Wow.
As if she's not fucking Trina and she won't fuck you up.
Wow.
So, and this is all, someone caught this all on camera and sent it to TMZ because witnesses said this is what happened. Trina was in Walmart. Well, she bumped into a lady and the lady told Trina, "Watch out, you nigger bitch."
Wow.
Trina was caught on video going on an epic tirade against a racist white woman. "Say it again, you dirty ass bitch." And she was screaming at the top of her lungs. "I am a nigger bitch. Say it again. I dare you to say it." Eventually, the police were called to the scene. However, sources say that the cops didn't take a police report because Trina decided against it. The rapper was escorted out the building to her car as a safety measure. According to TMZ, cops didn't speak with the woman who allegedly spewed the racial slur against Trina. Regardless of her outcome, the ruin Trina unleashed on her will surely be remembered, if not by her, then definitely by the internet.
Wow.
See, y'all need to stop doing this thing where, and I get that she bumped into you. However, before she could even say, "Excuse me, you call me a nigger to my face." I'm like, "Oh, bump this, excuse me. Let me tell you I asked something."
Y'all getting a little too wild out here, man. Y'all need to chill.
I know it's Florida. The fuck out. Pretty much. And I'm also giving the space to Trina that her mom just died too. So she probably already on edge, but you gonna call this woman a nigger bitch to her face? Oh, hell no. It's like, oh no, she's not doing this with you. No, you big and bold, you gonna say it when she's probably walking by? No, say it to my face. And I saw the video, that woman looked terrified, like, oh shit, she gonna beat my ass. Yes, she will beat your ass.
Why the fuck did you say it?
Right, I'm like, you thought that she was just gonna back down? I don't care who she is. Y'all need to stop talking to people like they're crazy. Stop disrespecting people like they're crazy. You'll get cussed out. You'll get stabbed in the Popeyes. I'm like, look, it's... and I had the spicy chicken again, okay? I didn't have no line today. It's a sandwich.
It's a sandwich.
It really is. And everybody's like, it's about the sandwich. It's really not about the sandwich. It's about somebody talking to you like you're crazy. You better stop trying to get buck with people and thinking they just gonna take it. Because some people, like, after a while, people get tired of taking it, especially if they have been taking it and taking it. They just, you the last person they gonna take it from.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you better watch yourself. Take your little bullshit somewhere else. Leave people alone. Just leave them alone. Now, Tamar Braxton. Now,
oh, shit.
You know, she needs a job. She needs to be back on somebody's round table talking, not the real, because obviously that's not going to work out. But she needs to stop talking. I don't know what these men are that she has been with, but apparently she needs to pick. So Tamar put this on her IG story. It was on her Instagram page, and I think she took it down. She probably deleted it, but I checked earlier today. It was still on her story. She didn't delete that. But this is what she put. She had posted it as like part of her feed, and she also had it in her story. This is what she said. The truth is, ladies, that these dudes out here really do be gay. It ain't enough money, beauty, hair, babies in the world to keep them. They want dick, period. It's nothing wrong with you, but they will find every reason in the world to make you not good enough. If he lays with you for 3, 4, 10 days and he doesn't touch you, it's not you. He want a man, and that's on my mama. I need y'all to stop putting shit on your mamas.
What in the hell?
Ma'am, if he really wanted a man, you don't think he would go get one?
What the fuck?
What? If he don't want to fuck you after 3 days, he's gay. What?
No, just nobody wants to fuck you. It's not a hard concept to grasp.
What? It's like, girl, are y'all like laying in a bed for 10 days straight? Y'all ain't doing nothing else? Is this what, even if you were, what the fuck are you talking about? Where are you getting this from? If he don't want to fuck me, he's gay. Is that how that? That's not how this works. That's really not how this works. We can't say, women, we are more than just our body parts. We are more than that. We, you know, find a guy that wants you for your mind. Then a guy wants you for your mind. It's like, oh, he gay because he don't want to fuck me. I'm sorry. I'm confused. What do you want? I'm sorry. How can I help you? Because Tamar, ma'am. She's not okay. I'm not even going to ask if she's okay. She's not okay. And that is not how this works. And the fact that she took it down off her feed, but left it on her story, because people probably hopped in her mentions like, girl, what the hell are you talking about? That's not how people brought up mental health. They brought up, you know, he just may not be interested. Both of these things could be playing. Both of these things can be at play. However, just to say if he don't want you, he must be gay is literally the most narcissistic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you don't want this, you must be gay. I'm sorry, is this Boomerang? You're Grace Jones? What the fuck is going on here? I was like, what do you... Girl, no. Tamar, just can do me a favor. Do me a huge favor. Please just be single for like a year. Please stop. Just don't date anybody. Date yourself.
I don't think that'll make much of a difference.
It will for me. That means she won't be tweeting foolishness.
It won't make much of a difference. Some people can't be helped, even if you take all of their toys away.
I just, woo. You just, and the fact that you spend a very large amount of your time around gay men on the daily.
Yeah. So sorry, you first.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I saw a tweet about that not too, I think earlier this evening where someone was like, how come these motherfuckers keep getting invited to all the gay events and they're on Twitter spewing this bullshit?
Mm-hmm.
I was just paraphrasing. I don't know the exact words, but it was something along.
No, I saw that tweet too.
Yeah,
and it was like, I would love to know because I remember because they also brought up Nene, who is one of my favorite Real Housewives. She still is, but I can see the forest beyond the trees and the problematic shit that she says. So when she had her girls and gays party, I was like, so I feel like this is wrong.
Yeah.
I'm like, they are not pets or puppies or purses or wigs. These are people.
That makes as much sense as white folks who claim Black Lives Matter but still support Jeffree Star.
I was in Ulta and I saw like the display for his palette for Morphe. And I was just pointing at people like, nope. Because I saw that James Charles guy.
I don't even know.
Yeah, and then I said nope to him. And I said, pointing at Jeffree Star. And I was like, what's wrong with him? And I was like, oh yeah, homeboy like to call people niggers and call Black women roaches. He's apologized and then something else come out. And then he apologized again and then something else come out. And then he apologized again and something else come out. She was like, wait, what? And I was like, yeah, he called Black women roaches. She was like, what? I'm like, yeah, no.
Yeah. I keep my mouth shut when I see friends of mine going crazy over their products and everything. I'm like, oh, okay.
Not me. I have not brought that James Charles palette. They're like, it's so cute. I'm like, I'm sure. I'll get the other Morphe palette or something else.
Yeah, like I'm sure there's like a knockoff version at Dollar Tree or something.
There really is. Go to any like beauty supply store, you'll find some really cute palettes with non-problematic people. Okay, just go there. Don't That's fine. I'm like, I'm not going to tell y'all what to do. I'm just saying what me and my house are not going to do.
Exactly.
That's it. So, yeah. And it's like, you can't tell, like, white people who are interested in makeup that, because they'd be like, but he said he was sorry. Yeah, after a while, it's sure. Like, I don't care if you're, so it comes to the, I don't care if you're sorry. I can see, that's the thing about forgiveness, and my bishop said it a long time ago. You can forgive somebody and still not have to be around them. That's not mm-hmm. how forgiveness works. That's not how that works. You don't have to keep people in your life after you forgive them. I'm like, oh, I can forgive you, but yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't want no ill on you.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
No. Let me not finish. Let me not interrupt your thought.
No. No, it's fine. Now I don't remember what I was going to say. Damn, oh, yeah. Sick. People think forgiveness is like you have to keep people around. I'm like, so yeah, that's not how that works.
Mm-hmm.
That's really not. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, it's like, it's funny how motherfuckers are always sorry repeatedly mm-hmm. when they're caught.
Yeah. Not before.
Sometimes not even during or after.
Yeah.
So fuck all y'all, pretty much. Fuck each and every one of you. I don't have time for this shit. Me or like my blood all. Pressure do not have time for this bullshit.
Like at all. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, Jeffree Star. Child, please. Now let's kick it into high key. So last week was election day. For a lot of people, there are elections going on. Some parts of the... So for my state, Maryland, a lot of our elections tie in with the presidential election. So all of our stuff is happening, for the most part, next year. So even though it's election day, we really didn't... We didn't have nothing to vote on. But there are other people who had elections.
Yeah.
Kansas City voters reject Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and restore the Paseo as the street name. So apparently 9 months ago in Kansas City, they renamed a street Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. It is on the Kansas City's east side. So then a grassroots group called Save the Paseo pushed for the restoration of the boulevard's original name. The unofficial results showed nearly 70% of voters favoring the Paseo, with just 2 of 124 precincts in the Jackson County portion of Kansas City still not reporting late in the evening.
This sounds like one of those, and yes, they were, moments.
So, where this Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard was supposed to be was through the heart of the predominantly black east side of town. Kansas City is in Kansas.
So did they vote that so they can feel better when they gentrify it?
Probably. But yeah, Save the Paseo. But racism is over and we have grown past it and we have grown out of it and we are post-racial. Meanwhile, we gotta have a bulletproof sign for Emmett Till because white people can't just stop shooting at it. It now has to be bulletproof. And there's a stretch of the black side of town where they can't even name it after Martin Luther King Jr. But every Martin Luther King Jr. observance, every white person you know, pull out them quotes.
Not just any quote. They pull out the safe for work quotes.
The ones that make you feel good.
Exactly. Y'all don't want to pull out the militant shit.
Oh, no. Not letters from Birmingham jail. Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. We ain't pulling out them quotes.
Yeah, because God forbid your feelings get hurt.
Pretty much. It's like, just put on a suit. It'll make white people feel better. Martin Luther King Jr. was arrested in a suit.
Gunned down in a suit.
But, you know, not saying that some of that does not have some credence and merit, because you see how some non-black people treat black people when they dress a certain way.
Yeah, doesn't matter what we say, do, wear, or anything. Mm-hmm. I don't even think it's killing for sport anymore. We are on the endangered list.
Mm-hmm. It's like, Cap still don't have a job, y'all. I'm just saying, Cap still don't have a job.
But, you know, Jay-Z's getting the check from the NFL, so.
Ooh. Yeah. Do you know what always kills me about, you know, that has been making me laugh? About, what? You know, Super Bowl's in Miami, and they announced that Shakira and J-Lo was doing it. Oh, that's great for Miami. I'm like, neither one of them are from Miami. What are you talking about? J-Lo is from New York, and Shakira is Colombian. What are you talking about? This is not a win for Miami. It would have been a win if it was Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
But Gloria said no. She's like, I've been there, done that. No, I'm not doing this then again. I'm like, that's fair. I'm sorry, that's fair. Anybody who says no to it, I'm like, fair.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I would love to see Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine, I'm all about her saying, I've been there, I've done it twice. Yeah, I don't need to go back again. It's like, fair. Completely fair. I'm all about it. It's like, I'm sorry, I don't see a problem. I don't see a problem here. I'm like,
no, there is none.
I'm sorry, it's above her now.
Yeah, she good.
I'm just saying, she Gucci, okay?
Yeah.
But the fact that you have a whole, and I'm sorry, when the Save the Paseo group, it wasn't just white people out there either.
Oh, no.
And that's the part where it's like, ugh, really?
Oh, no, just
keep it the way it is.
Respectability politics brigade.
It's like, really? Because I was like, is that a black dude in a Save the Paseo show? Oh, God damn it. Okay.
Yeah.
You know. Y'all.
That's all right. Because he'll be black too when the time comes.
Mm-hmm. It's like, child. Every city should have a Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I have one.
Ours. I do too.
See, I'm just saying. I'm like, shit.
San Diego got a couple.
See? They deserve to be there, okay? It's like, just, y'all the worst. T.I.
Eat a dick.
T.I. went on a whole podcast this week. He also has a podcast called Expeditiously. So I treat
what?
Him the...
That's the name of it?
Yes. So here's the thing. I put him in that category of Joe Budden. Joe Budden can say whatever problematic shit on his platform. You do whatever the fuck you want to do. I'm not listening to this shit, but whatever. T.I. went on a podcast with two women. The podcast is called Ladies Like Us. It is hosted by Nazanin Mandy, the wife of singer Miguel. As if this has anything to do with this story, but I will keep going. And makeup artist Nadia Moham. So these two ladies have a podcast called Ladies Like Us. Now the context of the conversation was, have you had the talk with your kids? Now mind you, he has several kids with Tiny. That they have a new little girl and a couple of boys. He has a couple of older children from a previous relationship, and then Zonique, Tiny's daughter, is the child with somebody else. So they got about five, you know, it's kind of like he still treats all of them like his kids, but all of them aren't his kids. But Deja, the 18-year-old that we're talking about in the story, is his kid from a previous relationship. So they asked him, oh, did you have the call? Have the talk? So this is what he said. And it's not as vocabulous as I thought. It was... I think that most kids, in hindsight, looking back, they always thank their parents for not allowing them to damage themselves as much as they could have. Have I? This is the thing. Deja's 18, just graduated high school now, and she's attending her first year of college, figuring it out for herself. And yes, not only have I had the conversation, we have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her hymen. Now, the two ladies laugh, and I will give them this, that it could have been the uncomfortable laugh is, did this nigga just say what the fuck I think he just said?
I hope it's that.
I have the audacity to hope. We will have the audacity to hope. So it's this one time we go, I think this might have been after her 16th birthday. This is what we do. Right after the birthday, we celebrate. Usually, like the day after the party, she's enjoying her gifts. I put a sticky note on the door. Gyno, tomorrow 9:30. So we'll go and sit down, and the doctor will come and talk, and the doctor's maintaining a high-level professionalism. He's like, you know, sir, I have to, in order to share information. I'm like, Deja, they want you to sign this so we can share information. Is there anything you would not want me to know? See, doc? No problem. And so then they come and say, well, I just want you to know that there are other ways besides sex that the hymen can be broken, like bike riding, athletics, horseback riding, and just other forms of athletic physical activity. So I say, look, doc, she don't ride no horses. She don't ride no bikes. She don't play no sports. Just check the hymen, please, and give me back my results expeditiously. I will say, as of her 18th birthday, her hymen is still intact. They're no fun. Who wants a virgin? He asks. Like, really, all that work?
I used to play trap music so much. This stupid motherfucker.
So, the day that this episode came out, the hosts were like retweeting. They had no problem. They thought the episode was great. Then everybody else heard said episode. And so the next day they issued this apology to everyone confused, angry, and hurt by the recent episode of Ladies Like Us. We want to start off by saying that we sincerely apologize for our knee-jerk reaction to the uncomfortable topic. We were completely caught off guard / shocked, and looking back, we should have reacted much differently in the moment. The comments that were made and the reaction that followed are not in any way a reflection of our personal views on the topic. We support and love women and feel that their bodies are theirs to do as they wish. There was absolutely no ill intent towards any party involved and feel deeply awful about the entire incident. We are not perfect, take full accountability of our lack of action, and are continuously learning along the way. We know an apology doesn't make this go away, but we welcome the discussion. That's what our podcast is about. Sincerely, Nazanin and Nadia. Question. Why are you fucking apologizing? T.I. has not said nothing.
And probably won't.
He's not going to say anything. Doesn't think.
Other than whatever new word he learned this week.
Yeah, he doesn't think he did anything wrong. And I will say this, I read what he said. It sounds, the clips, now, the two hosts, Nazanin and Nadia, they took the podcast down. They took it down off Apple, but it was still on Google. Shout out to Barry, because she said it was still there. So then it's like, because one, if you take down an episode, you got to take it down everywhere.
But no one checks for Google.
No one checks for Google. It was still there. And the clips are still on TMZ. So if you go to the story on TMZ, you can hear the clips. The clips are 10 times worse. It actually sounds worse when you actually hear him say it. Ugh. So several things is happening. The hosts, two women, have to apologize for their role, as they should. Not saying they should not. Also, you embarrassed your daughter, or not. She could not see embarrassing, but I don't know if embarrassing isn't the word I want to say. It's more like you just made her sexual activity or non-activity everybody's fucking business.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not fair to her at all. This is not anybody's business what the fuck she does with her body. And then you also opened her up to creepy ass dudes who have a fetish for virgins. Homegirl made her IG private because dudes kept going into her mentions going, let me check that hymen. I can make that virginity disappear. There were dudes coming at her like that. Because men are trash.
Yes.
And they're super fucking creepy. And it's like, what did you think was going to happen? And, you know, she started liking tweets saying what the hell is wrong with her father. Oh, she started liking those tweets. People saying what's wrong with T.I. She has unfollowed her father, Tiny, and her sister, Zonique.
Good.
Good. And I'm just like, so when he was talking about going to the gyno, homegirl was 16. So she is a minor. She is now 18. The fact that she had to keep doing it, like, why would she keep doing that? I'm like, because her father is T.I. He's a very rich man. He's a celebrity. And he paid for everything. That is also her father. Her father has been a hotepy misogynist for quite some time.
Oh, dear God, yeah. Jesus.
So it's like, I am not surprised by his stance on this. For me, T.I. has remained in the broken clock cabinet. There's quite a few other people there. Karamo's one of them. Amanda Seals is one of them. Because you just want to like her, and then she says things like, Another time she's like,
All right, they're still writing season, was it 4 of Insecure?
Yeah.
So
she is a series regular. They are still filming. She is still on the show.
Oh.
I didn't think they would just take her off. But yeah, I'm like, I'll keep you there. Be Tiffany on Insecure. Please don't. Please don't do anything else. Her podcast is full of sound effects. And I was like, wow, this is a lot.
Mm-mm.
It's a whole lot. But then you saw there were some people who actually agreed with T.I. This kind of invasive, just disgusting thing. Because let's add on to the fact that one of his sons lost his virginity at 15.
Jesus.
And you have no problem with that. But your daughter is like, if my daughter has sex, then I will look at her as less. Because instead of growing and becoming a better man because you have daughters, you're literally just going to pass along your trash ass views. Because he said it on his own show, which is why I'm like, hey, he can say anything he wants on Expeditiously. Because that's his trash ass thing and I ain't got to listen to it. So he told Tiny, you know, that little sex box, he was talking about her vagina.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Is half his. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours. Are you saying half your dick is hers? Because I noticed you didn't say that. And it's just like, I'm sorry. When it comes to that, I'm sorry, Tiny. That is what you signed up for. Because I'd have dropped his ass real quick. But this is... I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to tell you to leave your husband. If you want to stay, stay.
Yeah, the rest of the world is doing that, hopefully.
Yeah, it's like... Just to watch this and to see people agree with it, I'm like, but I'm glad to see more people going, what the hell? And also, people doing Googles on hymens, because, hey, fun fact, guys, hymens don't always break from fucking. And also, that don't mean shit either.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, what in the hell is wrong with you? Like, seriously, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I think my other thing that I had a problem with is that I'm somebody who hosts a podcast. I'm also a person who edits a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you will not catch me putting something like that on my platform. This is your platform. How, like, girl, no. Just no. Absolutely not. And I get uncomfortable laughter. I get awkward laughter. I totally get that. But part of me is like, but this is your platform. This is your little sandbox. Why didn't you edit that out? We didn't need more ammunition into the gun of... We don't need more bullets to fire into the T.I.'s misogynistic gun. We have plenty of bitches.
Are they even in charge of their own editing?
So that's the other question. I wonder. Maybe not. Mm. You bring up a very good point. It could be somebody editing it out.
So they should be fired.
Right, it's like, why didn't y'all edit this out? Because the thing about it is, if nobody had challenged it, and the only reason why I think people heard it is because it was T.I. I don't know how long she's had. I don't know how long these ladies have had their podcast. But the fact that it got traction because T.I. said some misogynistic shit, and it's creepy, and just like, it just highlights the whole, stop thinking because straight men sleep with women, they like women. They don't like women, they like pussy. There's a big goddamn difference.
Fucking weirdos. Jesus.
And this is just so, it's so creepy, and it's just so wrong, and it's just, I feel so bad for the young lady, but she's 18, and she, like, is like, nope, I'm not dealing with him, and I don't blame her. It's like,
hopefully
I don't care.
Hopefully she moved out.
I hope she did. And it's like, if she got, she's in college, she got her own money, I'm pretty sure she got her own account. He's like, I'm gonna take the money from you. And I'm like, that's just gonna prove that point now, ain't it? It's like, ugh, just, oh, T.I. And it's like, I just
shove his whack albums up his ass or something.
I just, jeez. And it's just so sad. And that's why I literally call him a broken clock. Because it's not that, because when he was digging in Candace's ass, everybody's like, oh my God, yes, that's right. I'm like, that's light work for anybody. I'm sorry. Candace Owens just talks a lot. That don't make her smart.
Yeah.
And she needs better hair care. But if you had more black friends, you would know that. Stop going to the hair cuttery. Okay? I'm just kidding. No, I got a really good perm at a hair cuttery, but it was by a black woman. I'm just saying. I'm like, if it's not a black woman at the hair cuttery, then, you know, whatever. But if you go to the white lady's hair cuttery with the black hair, it's like, boo, don't do it.
I mean, I cut my own hair, but if I get lazy, I'm not going to let just anyone, you know, cut my shit at Sport Clips.
Right.
They're overpriced, by the way. That's exactly why I cut my own hair.
Mm-mm. So it's like, geez Louise.
These niggas is weird.
Just absolutely weird.
Oh my God.
I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say.
I got nothing, so I'm gonna have to watch something wholesome after to recover.
I'm gonna have to watch the Steven Universe or something. So.
Yeah, like, I got some Oreos left. I'll probably just eat that.
Oh, that's great. Oh, have you seen the white chocolate ones yet?
Nah, no.
I need them. They only come around in winter, so.
Nah, I gotta be careful with Oreos, because I've been burned before. Like, the, which ones? The, was it the cherry cola?
Cherry cola?
It was either cherry something, or they had, like, a apple pie one. That damn near put me in a diabetic coma. Okay, they didn't really, but they're like really fucking sweet, so I can't really recommend that. But they're mint chocolate chip ones. Those are lovely.
Hmm.
Or is, okay. Is it mint chocolate ice cream or something like that? I don't know, but it's delicious.
See, I'm a big fan of the birthday cake ones.
Nah. I need to stop doing that. I mean, that's great. I have to stop hating less and be more accepting when it comes to food. Like, oh, that's awesome, and just keep my snide comments to myself.
Oh my gosh, you're a mess. You are such a mess.
I've heard worse.
Okay, so one let. Okay. Fuck T.I. Okay, one last story.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
Have to talk about this one last story, mostly because.
Should I just talk about ass eating again to make you feel better?
Make somebody feel better. Whew, ass eating. Anyway, my mother listens to this sometimes. She'll be like, oh, Stephanie!
I'm sorry, that was me. That was all me. That was all me. Okay? I am to blame.
That's fine. No, she'll still listen because she loves this. So I know you heard about the story about the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, fuck everybody in attendance.
Yeah. So the fact that in 2019, you have people who won are regulars at a Buffalo Wild Wings, which, love yourself more, beloved. Because it's Buffalo Wild Wings, and there are a dime a dozen, and also, it's Buffalo Wild Wings. But the fact exactly. people are just like, I am a regular here. I spend at least $21.85 at this establishment at least once a week. And I do not want to be seated by any niggers is the most hilarious thing I've ever heard. And the fact that y'all actually went out of your way to try to move them is just utterly, utterly fucking ridiculous.
I hope you all choke on some mango habanero buffalo, like boneless wings.
Ugh.
Wucha bitch asses.
I hope they're good. Because Wuchale.
I do like their boneless wings. I used to work there, but it was okay. It was a split second because it's not good when you're suicidal and you work in the back of the house with knives.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that's a good thing.
No. Luckily, they understood that, and they were like, oh, yeah, you can keep the uniform. It's okay.
Keep the uniform. We're not going to ask for it back.
Exactly.
And also, the guy that didn't want to be seated near niggers, even though, and I'll read the viral Facebook post, he didn't look like, from the back, he doesn't look like he's an old man. I just wanted to point that out. He looked like he's probably in his 30s or 40s. And I'm just going by the back of his head.
Well, we all know who that hoe voted for.
I'm just saying. He did have on a red shirt. I'm surprised he didn't have on a red cap. Do you know? Oh, fun fact. I was in a Walmart when I saw my first MAGA hat. And I viscerally, like, I was stunned. And I'm like, oh, let me just keep walking. And it was a really old white man wearing it. And I'm just like,
yo, I saw that shit in person and I fucking left. It's even worse when you see these motherfuckers on Tinder. Like, yeah, fuck
you. Oh, God. Like, no, swipe left. It's like, ugh. And
not even in a nice way. No, I'm not going to say that. That's just not. No, I don't need that energy. But fuck y'all. But pretty much.
Because it's like, you see it in, like, you're so used to seeing it on television. When you see it in person, you're like, oh my God, this is real. Oh my God, you guys actually paid money for this?
Mm-hmm.
You paid money to be racist? Okay.
It's even funnier when they wear Yeezys.
Girl. Ciao! Them overpriced looking ugly ass things. What the
Jesus
fuck?
Jesus is king!
Jesus,
I didn't listen to that. I didn't listen to that.
Oh, I haven't either. I have not listened to... Yeah, this one, the one from the last one, the one, but yeah, I haven't listened to Life of Pablo. I think is that the last one?
That was his last full length, because these albums have just been like 5 to 6 tracks.
Oh, okay.
Of bullshit.
Yeah, I haven't. Nope, I haven't listened to him. I'm like, I don't know. Like, and I'm somebody who loves gospel music, and I love choirs. So everybody's like, that choir is banging. I'm like, so note to self. I just wanted to give y'all a little tip. Most black choirs are fabulous. Shut up. Especially recording ones. Shut up. It's like everybody's like, I'm like, y'all are ready to like forgive Kanye for a banging beat. Kirk Franklin would like a word. Because the same crap that, I'm sorry, the same shit that Kanye's doing, Kirk Franklin was doing like 10, 15 years ago, and y'all berated him and said it was too secular. But now that Kanye did it, it's hot. No, Kirk Franklin would like a word. Hezekiah Walker would like a word. They'd like a word with y'all.
Everyone famous on Sundays and BET would like a word.
They would. Sunday's Best would like to have like a meeting. They're calling a meeting. It's not going to be on Sunday because they're busy. So it'll probably be on Monday.
Just don't invite Steve Harvey.
No. Mm-mm, no, he can stay home. Him and his very nice tailored suits can stay home.
Don't come. Zoot suits he wears?
Come on, Zoot suit. Come on, Zoot suit. So, This is the viral post. PSA, I usually don't post these types of things, but we think people need to be aware of the situation. Last night, 10/26, we went to the Buffalo Wild Wings on 75th and 59th with a party of 18. Upon being greeted, my husband Justin told the host that we had a party of 15. After he realized that he miscounted, my husband walked over to the tables to where the host was setting up and told him he actually had 18. A couple minutes went by and the host went up to my husband and asked, "What race are you guys?" My husband asked him why it mattered, and the host responded that a table of two of their quote-unquote regular customers were next to where we were to be seated, and he didn't want us sitting there because he's racist, us being a group of minorities, mostly consisting of African Americans. So, of course, we don't give him the satisfaction and told the host we'll sit where they set us up. We knew right away who it was because the guy was staring at us the entire time and gave us looks as we were being seated. As we sit, our waiter greets us and gets some drinks and apps orders started. After a few minutes, we notice that an employee is talking to the racist table and approaches us and communicates to Justin and Marcus, "These seats are reserved and we will have to move your group." The guys politely tell him that we're not moving and request to speak to the manager, in which he says he's one of the managers, John. Meanwhile, we've told our waitress what was happening, and she makes a comment indicating that she's already aware he's a racist because he's a regular. How is an establishment okay with serving people who try to control which types of people sit around them? It was not okay that a person of management was willing to move 6 adults and 12 children versus two grown folks, ! I just like saying that she has two exclamation points. At this point, we're uncomfortable for being put in the situation. The service manager, Hannah, now approaches us after already speaking to the other table to say that it was told to her that our seats were already reserved by a party of 18 that called in. Could that be us? Although we walked in with no call, if these tables were in fact reserved, there would have been a reserve sign on the table. At this time, management is giving every excuse for their misunderstanding. Because John decides to change his story in front of his superior, we call him out on his words and tell him he didn't think the tables were reserved and blatantly told us they were reserved and we have to move our group. It's apparent that the staff knows that these two individuals are as they were playful with conversation and took their time to make our experience difficult. In 2019, this type of behavior should not be accepted because of certain views. If you don't want to sit next to certain people in a public restaurant, then you should probably eat dinner in the comfort of your own home. A moment to hang out with a group of friends after a birthday party turned into a discussion with our young, impressionable sons about how we didn't get kicked out but willingly chose to leave because of the unfair treatment we were being given. This Buffalo Wild Wings location has lost our business indefinitely. Thank you to the Hooters for serving our group and the patrons of Hooters for not being close-minded people that would ruin the night of others. You had to take them babies to the Hooters. To the Hooters.
I mean, do you love yourselves?
To the Hooters. This is 2019. And all those people were fired. Hannah, John, oh, they're gone, as they should be. And the president of Buffalo Wild Wings went to that location. And I want to see, y'all doing all this, they have a whole lawyer, and y'all are going to give them some money. As you should. Don't think like, oh, we're just going to change things and that'll be okay. No, you can give me my, you know, you can cut me a check.
Mm-hmm.
Because the group is now speaking, and the kids are traumatized. There were a couple of people who spoke. The woman who did the viral Facebook post says she was appalled. And you see the kids like actually, they actually were upset. Marcus Riley, who was one of the adult men, called his mother and began to cry when telling her about the incident. And then they have to explain it to children. And you shouldn't have to explain this kind of thing to a child. And it's just, that's just so sad. I'm like, what do you tell children? Like, this is just how it is? in 2019, this shouldn't be how it is. Because quite frankly, you, I'm like, I don't care how regularly you are here. Then tell Q-Ball that he can move to another part of the, if you don't want to sit there, then go sit somewhere else. Or better yet, why didn't you ask him to leave?
Exactly. Kick him the fuck out.
Because I know, I'm sorry, it don't seem like this was the first time he's done that. I'm like, I wouldn't put it past him. I'm like, that's probably not the first time he's done that. So why are you entertaining this foolishness?
I don't know. Okay, this is like off topic, but this is the second person I've seen on fucking Twitter bragging about Disney Plus. Is that shit live?
I thought it wasn't until the 12th.
I don't know, but I might have to check it a minute because my homeboy's bragging about the Mandalorian. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I really thought it wasn't until okay. That's
I'm
crazy.
Checking now. Hold on. I'm checking now. God damn it.
I was like, wait a minute. I thought it said November 12th. Today is not November 12th. Don't y'all lie to me.
Nah, it's not showing up on the App Store. So.
Okay. So I'm not going crazy.
What?
I was like,
what?
Okay.
I saw one tweet of like, damn, you on your PS4 in the Netherlands or something? Or like.
Not PS4 in the Netherlands.
Nah, because I guess it was it was on their PS4. I'm like, yo, that shit ain't live out here yet. I gotta wait till 8 a.m. tomorrow. I don't like this. How dare you?
Nah, how dare you? So, yeah, I'm just like, manage plan. Hold on. Hold on, Lopty. Yeah, see, I don't see it yet. I can't even add it on there yet. So, see, I don't even see Disney Plus yet.
Same. I don't see it. So
I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? Unless you have, I wonder if you have to go into Disney Plus and then.
I don't know, but I'm thinking whoever got that shit early either know somebody or they got a damn good VPN. Which I need to invest in because I don't want to pay CBS for Star Trek Discovery and Picard, but the motherfuckers who have Netflix overseas, the episodes go straight to them. I'm like, damn it, why? I don't want your stupid service, CBS. I just want the shows.
Oh my gosh. Pretty much. Disney Plus. That is. Now, see.
It'll all be over soon.
I'm getting mad.
I'm trying to keep cool. Because I don't like motherfuckers bragging about it on social media. Like, no, if you got it, why would you want to be the first one to share that shit? You're in for a world of hurt.
See, it's still saying on Tuesday. See? Now I'm going to have to wait till tomorrow and figure this out. See?
Exactly.
Now I'm mad. Like, yeah. But, I'm like, wait, what? I can get it now? Okay.
Yeah. This episode was not sponsored by Disney Plus, y'all. Just, We're just excited. But if they want to give the homie here a sponsorship, they really should. Saying.
Not sponsored yet. Not sponsored yet.
I don't know why. Like, they just. Look, y'all just need to stop giving your money to whack ass podcasts. And there's a lot of them. Okay, there's some good stuff out here. This show is one of them. So,
I appreciate that.
Kindly unfuck yourself and give my friend some money.
Oh, Patreon is coming soon. I'm just gonna say that.
Nice. It's
definitely coming soon. I gotta talk to Charmaine. We gotta do some. I need some consulting.
Oh, I was gonna say that earlier. Like, my job is done. I have guest hosted on almost everyone's podcast who has been affiliated with Why So Serious. So it's like,
yes!
I'm good.
You are making the wait, have you been on Old Man Wade yet?
Yes, I have.
Woo! Oh my gosh.
Wait, I don't know if the episode is out yet.
But... It may not have, because I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, because a lot of people like to record in advance.
I'm just saying, we do.
Yeah, I'm like, nah.
Wait, have you been on single simulcast?
Out of what?
Single simulcast? Wait, I thought you had been.
Okay, no, that's a lie. There's a couple I haven't been on. So, yeah, okay. I've been on Wade. Uh-huh. I've been on Why So Serious. I was mm-hmm. on... which one was I on? I did something with Charmaine, but I don't think it's out yet.
Okay. Were you on Blurred Comics, or were you on Bi-Furious?
I think I was on Bi-Furious, but okay. I don't know if that episode is out yet, because we recorded that a while back.
Okay. I don't know if it has. I don't know if it's out yet.
I mean, I'd love to be on Blurred Comics. Just put that out there.
I'm just saying. She can hear it. Just get them on there. Get them on there.
Exactly.
I was like, get them on there. See? See?
You're so nice.
I'm trying to do what I can.
Okay? You do a damn good job.
Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome.
This has been a show. I always say this on Ratchet Aunties and Uncles when we're closing, and now I think we have a show.
Let's conclude this episode. Thank you for listening.
Before we get out of here, please let the folks know how they can find you.
Yeah, it's very slim now, because I used to host and co-host a podcast until I finally said, fuck it, I don't want to do this shit anymore. So I'm not even going to mention those. but you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, Hey DD Sweets. If you like to play the video games, you can find me on Xbox, also Hey DD Sweets, and I can happily destroy you in some Overwatch or Destiny 2, because
wow, okay,
yeah, because I'm about that life.
Come on, about that life.
I'm about that life. But yeah, that's that life. Yeah, that's where you can find me. And if you hit me up on Instagram, send me a message first, let me know where you're from, because
you're weird.
Exactly, like, don't just add me and expect me to know who the fuck you are. Like, nah, you need to tell me who you are first. Yeah. Like, please. Because I get anxiety, and that's not, no. I mean, unless you find this out, because someone followed me not too long ago, and they were like, hey, I will follow you because you are, never mind, let me shut up.
And also, they are trying to get their merit badge, so... If you're about that life,
yes,
definitely hit them up. Okay? Hit them up. Hit them up, honey. Carolyn's going to get me. That's fine. Carolyn's going to get me. Carolyn from C-Dub.
Oh, so, sorry. Sorry.
No, this was all me. I think you'd like Carolyn, so...
And after you say merit badge, and then I think you'd like Carolyn. Like,
No, I think you'd like... Carolyn be faking. Carolyn about that life.
Your friend said it, not me. I assume nothing.
Excuse me. She is a cougar hunter, okay? She is a cougar hunter. She on the prowl. Be thirsting on the gram. Be trapping these cougars on the gram with her workout videos playing. I'm like, uh-huh. And I hope she hear this so she can go, Stephanie. I'm like, nope. Mm-mm. I'm letting everybody know if you of a certain age, Carolyn, she might slide in your DMs.
I am 38 and I'm in need of a certain workout.
Wait, so am I. Hey.
You heard us, damn it. You heard us.
You heard us. Shoo! I'm just saying, it's getting cold. I need something to come. Okay, let me shut up. Okay.
Wow.
All right, y'all. I will be back.
Wow.
I know. I will be back next week.
Did I mention I eat ass?
Where is Prolificent when I need him? Oh, where is he?
This was me. Again, this was me. I'm sorry. This was me.
No. I think he would like to take full responsibility for my hoish ways. Hey. No, I feel like you and Prolificent should talk.
Prolificent.
Trilificent.
The Trilificent.
The Trilificent.
No. That's like trying to get at Idris. Nah. Nah. Like, I look, like, I know what motherfuckers are out of my league. Like, no.
I was just talking about y'all can have a discussion. I'm not talking about y'all, like, I'm not talking about y'all hooking up. I'm talking about y'all just having a conversation on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Sorry. Wait. Hold on. I'm not doing that on the podcast. I'm not tricking if you got it, but that's not my.
I'm so sorry.
Wait, hold on. Let me tell you something.
I'm kind of sorry.
Maleficent is on the Idris level. Let me tell you something. He going to excuse me.
I mean, like, it's Idris Elba. Like, you were talking about Louis Tan and everything. It's like, I can't wait
for
Mortal Kombat next year. I can't fucking wait. I hope this movie is good, but I'm like, yeah, we talk about all these dudes. Not one mention of Sterling K. Brown. Like, what the hell?
Sterling Snacky Brown?
Exactly.
Snacky Brown? Child. That. Man. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
That man make me want to consider licking the gooch. Okay?
Wow.
It's like, sheesh. It's like, man. Wow. Listen, see, here we go. That's what happens when I've drank. So.
And I only had water, so what does that tell
you? That you are not.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah.
What did a great Fife say once? Money, please, I get loose off of orange juice or something like that. I forget. Rest easy, Fife.
When you're on point, Tip.
All the time. Oh my goodness.
That is the show title. On point, Tip.
Oh, that has two meanings.
Whoop! I'm just saying. But guys, this has been the Monkey. This has been the Monkey Minutes Podcast. You can find me Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Mocha Minutes. You can also shoot me an email, mochaminutes@gmail.com. Please find the show on all your podcatchers. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, TuneIn, CastBox, iHeartRadio. Please find us there. Please. Also, if you'd be so inclined, please leave some reviews. We'd love to see 5 stars. I don't want any 1-star woes, as Jeremy was saying, a.k.a. VP Big Knees. Yeah, and that's everything. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I will be back next week with another great guest. We might be talking about eating ass then. I don't know. Probably.
And if you're Louis Tan, you can find her faster.
Woo! Child, please slide in them DMs if you look like Louis Tan. I'm just saying. That is a fine, tall man. Woo. Mm. I'm just saying. All right, y'all. Bye!